News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. For veterans who have suffered traumatic brain injuries, the legal hoops to get government assistance are getting easier to jump through. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor has more on that topic from Washington.
If you've got a traumatic brain injury related to military service, the Department of Veterans Affairs is making it easier to get additional benefits for five other ailments often related to brain injury. Up to now, if you had Parkinson's disease, dementia, depression, unprovoked seizures, or some hormone deficiency diseases, you'd have to prove that the disorder was caused by the brain injury to get benefits for that disorder. Beginning next month, Veterans Affairs will not make you prove it, but will accept that any of those five are tied to your brain injury and will pay benefits accordingly. In Washington, Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
Counselors are on hand at the Unity School District in Balsam Lake in northwest Wisconsin. This after a Thursday traffic crash that has taken the life of three kids, two of those kids with ties to the school district. Unity School District Administrator Brandon Robinson.
We've got additional counseling services here at school for students as well as staff and for that matter, community members, as they may need to talk to somebody during this difficult time.
A crash near Prescott killed 11-year-old Lydia Milberg and 5-year-old Clara Pavick Thursday, and then 5-year-old Lainey Jo Amos died Saturday afternoon from her injuries. Cardinal Raymond Burke, a Wisconsin native, will no longer be playing a big role in appointing Catholic bishops throughout the U.S. Pope Francis replaced Burke today on the Vatican's Congregation for Bishops. Cardinal Donald Wuerl from Washington, D.C. will take Burke's place on the 18-member panel. Burke was appointed to the congregation in 2009. He remains at the Vatican as head of the highest court in the church, the Apostolic Signatura. John Allen of the National Catholic Reporter wrote that Burke's removal, quote, may raise eyebrows because some observers see him as representing a more aggressive line than the Pope on the Western culture wars. A few more details have been released about last week's shooting in Neillsville. The names, primarily. Officer Aaron Bemneister is 24, and he responded to a reported disturbance on Grand Avenue. While at the residence, he was confronted by a male subject who's now identified as Ricky A. Taylor. He's 23 years old, also of Neillsville. Taylor ultimately shot after approaching the officer armed with a knife. The officer told him to drop the knife numerous times. He did not do so. Now, according to department policy, Officer Bemneister must be on administrative leave during this investigation, and the investigation is not conducted by Neillsville Police, but instead by the Clark County Sheriff's Department and Wisconsin's Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation. More details are expected after the investigation is totally wrapped up. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, among those voting yes this week on a proposed budget deal, as Andrew Beckett reports.
Senator Johnson says he's not trying to sell anyone on the agreement brokered by Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan and Senator Patty Murray, but he believes restoring some certainty to the process is better than just passing another continuing resolution.
By passing this law, we give the agencies and committees the opportunity to actually start prioritizing spending, hopefully start eliminating some of these duplicative programs that is wasting all kinds of money. We return some level of certainty to our economy.
Ryan has faced harsh criticism from fellow Republicans over the deal, although Johnson says he agrees that both sides are just too far apart for some type of grand bargain. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
In an effort to keep the team in Milwaukee, Milwaukee Bucks owner Herb Cole announced he is seeking new investment partners. The 78-year-old businessman and former U.S. senator says he's hired a New York firm to advise him on the search for partners that's committed to keeping the team in Milwaukee. Cole has owned the team 29 years, and he said adding the ownership provides stability for the future. Cole also says that he's only looking for ones that'll stay in Milwaukee. He believes it's very important to keep the team right where it is.
Without new investors and without a new facility, would we at some point lose the Bucks? Yes.
And Cole is convinced that he has to find some help to get that new facility and keep the team right where it is. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Clouds with occasional flurries in the evening. Then light snow after midnight, maybe another inch or so. Low of 8 degrees early, then rising into the 10s later overnight. Southwest wind at 5 to 10. Tuesday's outlook, light snow ending early. Breezy, a partial sun possible in the afternoon, and a high of 24. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, cold, down to 6 degrees. Wednesday, partly cloudy, and a slight chance of flurries in the morning. Expect a high of 25. Clouds and snow likely Thursday afternoon and into the evening, maybe another 1 to 3 inches, high 27. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.